Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
I'm just looking at these stats from yesterday's game.
Dude, some of the stats are absolutely ridiculous. It was the first. There were so many firsts yesterday.
Brady broke the record for most pass yards.
Passing yards, yep.
466 passing yards.
First Super Bowl in history to go into overtime.
In history.
In history.
Largest deficit to come back for a win ever.
So it was 28-3. I watched a bunch of highlights last night, and I watched it just turned 6 minutes. And it was still 28-3 in the third quarter. Unbelievable.
Well, the Falcons scored on their second possession of the third quarter with just 1.5 quarters remaining. Roughly 23 minutes of game time, the Falcons were up 28-3.
It's insane.
Absolutely insane.
It was the point where I was like, okay, that's it. If they score here, you know, they get the ball at half. If they score, that's it.
Yes.
25
yes.
points. I mean, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
You would think it would be impossible.
And the Falcons, I've been saying this. They were a young team. Everyone was excited about the Falcons being a young team, but I think their age showed. I think the age of a young coach, his second year as head coach, I think that came into play. I think the fact that the defense was on the field just restlessly.
You can tell they were exhausted.
Oh, they were so tired, and that's what happens. Anytime, you got to give the defense a break. Defense wins games. Exactly. End of story. And when they're on the field consecutively, three and out on the offense, you're not giving them hardly any time to rest.
Right.
And when you got an offense like and everyone else on there, they're going to find a way to pick you apart eventually. Now,
5 points, though.
Unbelievable. Brady, 62 passing attempts. Sorry, I'm all excited. I'm salivating over here. What did you say that one fact on Friday we were talking about? That one quarterback made 6 completions.
Remember, what was it? 6 completions in a full game?
Yeah, like Super Bowl, whatever. Like Super Bowl 8, 6 completions. Brady threw 62 times.
That's insane.
That's nuts. And he made 43 of them.
You know what, though? Like, Belichick knows. Just let him throw it. Let him take it over, man.
I will still, okay, I relinquish to you. I said what I said. I'm not repeating it because that was part of the bet.
The GOAT.
I will say. I don't think Brady is the greatest of all time because you put him on any other team, he wouldn't have had the success that he had.
Yeah.
Think about the receivers that he had. He's had, really.
He's got a great crew.
He's got an amazing crew.
But you
got
to give it to him a little bit, man, because he supports that crew. He makes that crew good.
Anybody.
He puts the ball.
Anybody.
Where it needs to
be. All right. That weird guy that eats paint chips could throw to Edelman. And if Edelman's making catches like he did, that to me right there was one of the most spectacular catches I've ever seen in the history of football.
It was. Well, there was two of them last night. Julio Jones made one. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And then Edelman had to go and top it.
It was tipped by a defender. Almost hit the ground, bounced off a defender's leg. Edelman somehow keeps the ball off the turf.
Between the two catches, okay, people are asking, you know, what was a better catch, the Julio Jones catch or the Edelman catch?
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones definitely, skill-wise. I mean, that was just insane.
Yep.
And it was insane. Yep. Magic-wise and, you know, in the moment and the more of an important catch.
Yes.
It was Edelman, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Brady, Super Bowl MVP. Fourth time. That was a record. Fourth-time MVP.
Fourth-time MVP.
His fifth championship.
Five rings. Bill Belichick, I believe he's got 7 rings. He got 2 of them with the Giants.
He stole another one, too. Just... Cheater. Now, Brady is tied right now. So there is a guy, Charles Haley is a linebacker. He has 5 rings as well. Right now Brady is tied. He has the most for a quarterback, but he's tied overall. So there is one other guy. But Brady, honestly, could have a couple more seasons in him.
Well, a few years ago, he said he had 10 years left in him.
There must be, you know what, it's something.
He's 40 years old, right?
Is 39. He'll be 40 in the 2017 season.
Yeah.
You know, Giselle, it must be magic down there. There's something about her. It's like a lifeblood.
It's crazy, man.
Unbelievable. I'm so upset. I went to bed. I went to bed at the beginning of the third quarter. I told Kiki, I said, look, if anything crazy happens, wake me up. I had to fight through a ZQL coma to stay up and watch that game.
To
and
watch
I just
Brady pull it off.
I literally said, I sat up, I said, yuck, and I went to bed. That's it. That's it.
I can't believe it.
And I just knew coming in here, you and your smug face,
yes.
your smug yes. Belichick looking face.